received a low, they're not about knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife, I guess. Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Dream again. The sweetest dream would never 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Just to get up next to you, girl. You don't want.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Growing up in a hurry, yeah. Come on home, girl. Uh-huh. Yeah, we heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Make me wanna hang my head down.
1057 CFW.
Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah.
see the sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
I love you. 1057 CFW.
I had it. someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary, drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 1057 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 1057 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will join 17 others in defending an Environmental Protection Agency rule targeting PFAS. According to a press release, the brief will be filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and argues that upholding the rule would significantly improve public health. PFAS contamination has been linked to a number of negative health effects, including various types of cancer and ulcerative colitis. Addressing PFAS contamination has been a major goal for state officials in Wisconsin. A new study by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources found that chronic wasting disease could begin impacting the overall deer population. According to the study, areas where chronic wasting disease has a prevalence rate of greater than 29% in female deer will start to see a decline in population. The study tracked over 1,200 deer to analyze survival probability for infected and uninfected animals. DNR officials have turned to baiting and feeding bans across western Wisconsin in an effort to halt the spread of the disease. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of upcoming blood drives in Barron County as the organization once again pleads for more donations. According to Red Cross officials, dangerous winter conditions and the ongoing wildfires in California have caused hundreds of blood drive cancellations, severely depleting the organization's resources. Blood drives will be held in Rice Lake, Barron, and Chautauqua over the next month. Officials are specifically asking residents with type O negative blood to consider donating blood platelets. A new project meant to help increase the fish population in Lake Wissota is underway. In partnership with the Department of Natural Resources, the Lake Wissota Improvement and Protection Board and First Wisconsin Chapter of Muskies have been dropping large logs onto the frozen lake this winter. Officials say when the weather warms up and the ice melts, the logs will sink to the bottom of the lake and provide an artificial habitat for muskies, bluegills, and more to breed. They're hoping to drop about 70 logs on the lake while it's still frozen. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear to mostly clear sky the overnight as temperatures tumble to near 5 below. Wind chills around 10 to 15 below. A light breeze. On Friday, increasing clouds and some snow chances in the afternoon. Less than an inch of accumulation with highs in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 11 below.
CFW.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
Just watch
105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
I'd say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
No one who makes me feel like you do. Say